ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case. I am your host, and I'm super excited that you are here today. We're going to have quite an awesome conversation with Shelly Entine, an amazing astrologer and a great friend of the show. We're going to dive into some pretty deep topics, but the theme of the show is this a new cycle begins. And we want to look at this from an astrological perspective to see where we've been, how we got where we are, and the influence that is coming. And remember, as we've talked about in the past, there are lots of ways to engage all of the energies that we experience. And I like to make sure that we're always talking about all of the different ways that that can happen. And astrology is a big one. It's been around for a long time. And those influences really do have impact. Those influences really do help us. And so I love to have Shelly here to help us kind of fine tune them and understand them more deeply so that you can see how they relate, not from a place of fear at all, but from a place of let's understand what the influences are and how we can best respond to them and how we can use them to further our expansion. Because ultimately, that's what we're all here for, right? So today, as we look at this this new cycle beginning, I'm struck by something very powerful to me, and that is this idea of what I'm calling dump the resolutions. We are in a specific and very powerful place right now. And that specific and very powerful place is a place of creation that we've not really ever been in before. And we're transitioning from one paradigm to another. This will-driven paradigm, this patriarchal will-driven paradigm that we've lived in for a long time is beginning to break down and change. And what's coming on the heels of that, what's always been there, but what's coming to the front forefront now is, in my mind, conscious creation. That it's time for us to become conscious in our creation. And that means becoming aware of our energy, becoming aware of the influences of our energy and on our energy, and being able to navigate that to help us connect dots in our own experience. So dumping the resolutions is about, let's get out of the will. Let's get out of this need to drive things. Let's get out of this need to conquer things. Because what that's gotten us is not a lot. Maybe in some regard, it's laid a foundation, but it has not supported the whole of humanity in the way that I think we all want to feel and be supported. And so that what we realize is that comes from us. And I want to talk about that a little bit more on the other side. But I wanted to kind of give again, as we started the show, Shelly and I were talking, there's this kind of sense of there's a lot of good stuff here, but we're not quite sure where it's all going to evolve to. So we're excited to dive into that conversation. And we're going to do that in just a second. When I come back, we're going to talk about book for just a second, then we're going to have Shelly jump in and say hi. We'll be right back. If my button... Oh, Lord. Oh, we're having a day. never a dull day in what do you call this, computer land. There's always all kinds of fun things going on, and you know, battery this and connection that, and so we always have a lot of fun. But what I want to talk about right now is Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. If you've not taken time to learn about this book or learn more about the book, I want to share some of the powerful things that happen with this book. This book was written as a way for you to navigate an understanding of your own relationship with fear. And what I know about the book is that it can change your life because it will change your relationship with fear. And I'm not repeating myself, I'm being specific. Changing your relationship with fear will alter every aspect of your life, every aspect without fail. And the reason for that is pretty simple. Fear creates goggles, creates a limited vision, creates a restricted viewpoint, because what we do in fear when we live in a fear-based consciousness is we contract. Everything we do is a form of contraction. And if it isn't a contraction, it may be a lashing out at something that's trying to get into your space or into your contracted space. So yeah, there is some pushing out sometimes, but largely it's a contracted experience. So what this book is going to do is help you to unravel that experience for yourself, see it, experience it in a way that you never have before. It's very clearly written. It's very easy to read. It's very engaging in that you get to experience in your own life in real time as you're reading. It's reflective in that fashion. So you get to learn about how fear has been evolved in your experience, that you were not, you didn't come in here afraid. You were trained to that experience. And that's not about being conspiracy theory. Nobody did it to you. It's part of the process. So this part of the process in understanding this relationship with fear is huge, because once you understand how it's integrated, you can begin to disconnect the anchors that you have created throughout your life to keep you anchored into that consciousness. So we shift from a fear-based consciousness to an opportunity-based consciousness. And that's everything. Because when you do that, that vision that's so limited and restricted suddenly opens up. And now you have given yourself access to way more potential and opportunity, and likely a much huge, well, I want to say all of your potential and opportunity, but the evolution never ends. So there's always more opportunity and more potential existing. It's what's available to you now, and then what's available to you now, and what's available to you now. And when you release that fear-based consciousness, all of that's available becomes a joyous process of exploration. So I encourage you, www.adventuresintruth.com is our website. And there you will see right at the top of the page links for ordering the book. Again, via Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle. Hopefully, I'm looking at the beginning of next year to come out with a the spoken word book. My brain wasn't working on that right now. But anyway, so looking forward to that, but we're going to carry on with the show. Again, www.adventuresintruth.com. You can order the book there and learn more about the show, the book, and the science of transformation. So we'll be right back. Here we go. My gosh. This has just been an exciting morning already.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Every now and again, I don't get it.
Sometimes. Well, maybe it'll be over here.
Yeah, who knows? Well, Shelley, so good to see you. How are you? Welcome back to the show. So I'm happy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said I'm happy today.
Me too, actually. I feel good. I had to, silly me. So last night we were out, we went out into Golden and we're wandering in Golden outside. And they do down along the Clear Creek, they do all kinds of lights and it's just really beautiful. So we got to go down and watch that. And I just felt this, you know, we stopped and I had a craving for a toddy. So I wanted a little Bailey's and coffee. It was 6 o'clock. And I didn't put together in my brain. I did think about it. But then when I was laying in my bed at 2 o'clock this morning going, Jimbo,
Caffeine.
The combination of the caffeine and the full moon.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it's that whole night. It wasn't that I didn't rest, but it was that whole night of, you know, that experience of the sleepless sleep. Like, you know, there's no way you didn't sleep all night, but right. You swear you didn't sleep all night. Right. And I know that's not true. I mean, I know because somehow I got from X hour to X hour and I don't remember every second. So I know I did go out, but goodness gracious. So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So this new cycle. So as I was talking about on the front end, we want to really kind of focus into this idea of shifting from this will-based, will-driven kind of consciousness to a consciousness of conscious creation, meaning let's get aware of the influence and the energies that we're working with, and let's go into 2021 not from a place of willful pushing like we're used to with resolutions. We don't need to resolve anything. We just need to intend. We need to create. And resolving things is a force of will. It's a force. It's forcing your way through your experience. And I want to call out to all of us out there, everybody who's listening, to say, hey, let's reconsider. You know, you're going to do what you do, and good on you, do what you do. We're going to try to present for you some alternative perspectives mm-hmm. that I think will help and uplift as we go into this new year and as we go into all of the energies that have been generated in 2020, because guess what? They're not going away. The ramifications and the effect of all of this is still happening and still coming and still unfolding. Mm-hmm. So if we can get conscious here a little more every day in every way, we have more ability to really impact. And I want to talk about that too, but I want to let you jump in here, Shelley, and bring us on.
Well, when you talk about expanding, nothing will help us more than what we have right now, which is Jupiter, the planet of expansion and expanding consciousness in Aquarius, which is, you know, one of the things that people don't talk about a lot with Aquarius is that it is the sign, it's an air sign, so it's mental realm. And mm-hmm. it is where we can be objective observers. Aquarius has the ability to step back from things and see it.
Yes.
So when you want to be looking at things, you know, resolutions are emotional. There's something wrong with me. I have to change. You know, so and then you fail to keep it, and then there's something wrong with me. You know, but expanding consciousness, one of the things you could do before you get into the future is look at the gift that 2020 gave you, because there are gifts. And when I was looking at this in an all-day retreat online, the first thing that came up for me was adaptability.
Ooh.
I had to adapt myself. And we all did. And we all did.
Yeah.
And that is a wonderful gift to realize, that we can continue even if things don't look the same.
Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing thing. I think we don't understand or choose our resilience enough,
right?
In that we spend too much time focused on what's happening outside of us, and I'm hopeful that these configurations that we're walking into. Mm-hmm. So to me, it seems like 2020 was the Tasmanian devil in the room. 2020 was oh, this looks comfortable. Let me fix this for you. Oh, you like this over here? Let me fix this for you.
Right.
You know, and. So what we got the opportunity on so many levels, we learned to become less attached. We learned to open our perspective, although that's been a little more challenging than most. I think within each bubble, that's getting better. But to your point, I love the idea of coming to a word, something that you can distill your experience of, a positive experience, because like you, I found, as much as it's been lunatic crazy, right, I still have found the profound growth that's occurred unbelievable almost.
Right.
just mind blowing, because staying focused in that connected space is a very different thing than being out in the maelstrom, trying to battle it, which again, conscious creation versus will.
Yes. And we also learned certain things about what is really important for us.
And still learning.
Yes, exactly. When we're so engaged and constantly busy, we don't have time. And that's one of the things we have been struggling with. So, everything is in context and cycle, as you say. And the new cycle that began with the paradigm shift, which we've talked about on the show before, and they can probably find that show. We are just in the beginning of a cycle. And when this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction took place, all I could see all over Facebook and everywhere was that we just entered the age of Aquarius. And I'm like, don't get too involved in this, because we've been in it, in my experience, but it's the beginning of a cycle.
Yes.
The ages are very long.
So let's pick that up on the other side. We're going to, as I like to do with each show, I like to focus our energy. So as we're all together for the first 10 or 15 minutes, we're kind of fluffing the stuff off. We're getting clear about our direction, but more importantly is the alignment of our energy. And I always like to put my money where my mouth is. And I believe that meditation is critical to continuing success, to becoming a conscious creator, to releasing that willful experience. And we're going to introduce a little concept today in the meditation that I'm excited about. So, Shell, we're going to be right back. I'm going to put you back in the green room for a few as we dive in. But we'll be back in just a few. All right. So, this is slow today. So, guys, let's take a moment to focus. Let's take a moment to dive into ourselves, and what that looks like is, first, I want you to just take a deep breath, shake out your body, release everything so that you can be present right here and right now. I want you to close your eyes if you can. Of course, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But if you're a place where you're sitting or laying or whatever you're doing, if you can, let your eyes close. And I want you to become aware of your field. I want you to become aware of what we call your energy. What does that mean? Well, we're going to focus kind of specifically. So just closing your eyes, just feeling your breath in your body. What does it feel like? How does the breath feel right now? Do you find yourself just sort of shallow breathing high up in your chest? Do you find yourself opening up as you're breathing? What does your body feel like right now? But more importantly, your energy. So as your eyes are closed and you're feeling out into your field, you're going to become aware of things that are consuming aspects or amounts of your energy, things that you are attending to, even as you're sitting here trying to be quiet. Your energy is constantly attending to things. The noise of a dog barking, the bill that has to be paid today, the fight you had with your loved one, a missed opportunity, or an appointment you have coming up. There's all kinds of things, all kinds of debris we keep in our field. And I call it debris because a lot of it is pointless. A lot of it is unnecessary. It's sort of lazy man's consciousness. We sort of leave crap laying around without paying attention to it and then wonder why later on the stuff gets in the way. What we want to do is become conscious of those things. So feeling your way into those, right? So now that you kind of have a sense, all around in your field, there are these things that are occupying parts of your energy. And what I want you to do now is I want you to bring your focus and awareness right into your heart space, right into the center and the deepest part of your heart. And now I want you to consciously command your energy into your body, pulling it literally by command, bringing it into your heart space, all of that amazing energy that you have. Notice it'll just fill right in. Just breathe that energy as you feel. I want you to experience the inside of your body. I want you to experience and feel this new perspective of yourself. This ability to move around inside your body, inside of anything, your consciousness that is expressing as a physical human being. So allow that consciousness move around in your head, around your brain, behind your eyes. feel the inside of your own mouth and down through your neck into the tendons and the muscles and the ligaments and the blood vessels and the bones. As you feel it through your chest, let that awareness travel as it goes down your arms and through your torso, and allow all of that awareness to go into your organs and into your blood and into your all of the minutiae inside of you, all the fluids, all the things that are going on. Be aware. You don't have to do everything about it, but the awareness of it creates such a profound sense of appreciation when you see in your own experience the extraordinary vessel that you live in. And let that awareness travel through your hips and down your legs and through your knees and elbows and forearms and ankles, and just feeling that awareness. And now we're going to turn our awareness, focusing specifically into the breath, right? So we want to pull, let all of that awareness and all that focus come back up into the heart space. And as you breathe, you're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth through this whole process, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And just allow that breath to flow through you right now as you're breathing in through the nose and you're releasing it out of the mouth. Breath is the foundation of the human experience. Breath is the foundation of wellness in the human experience. Because breath is the vital life force that we animate through. So learning how to manage breath will help you in so many ways because it creates a powerful foundation for you to experience life from a heart-based experience, from a soul-focused experience. And the mind, because you understand the breath and what's happening, the mind becomes a part of that experience instead of the mind leading the experience. So this next segment, we're going to do some breathing. We're going to breathe in to a count of four. We're going to fill completely as much air as you can take in, and then you're relaxing into that fullness at the top. You're just going to rest there for a second, and then you're going to purge it all out of the mouth to a count of six. And the reason we go to a count of six is so that we get all of that old energy and air down in the deepest parts of the lungs. We purge it and release it so that we create space and room for new vital energy to fill every aspect, every space in this being, every cell, every nucleus, every part of our being. So bringing that complete focus and awareness, right now you are centered into the heart, completely dialed in and focused into your heart space. As you inhale through the nose, you're inhaling and expanding. Three, four, you're feeling full. You're resting, the shoulders and the neck are relaxed as you purge from the mouth, releasing. Two, three, four, five, six. And then I want you to rest in the emptiness, rest in the void. And now engage the lungs, opening, inhaling. Two, three, four, feeling full, feeling powerful, feeling relaxed. As you release that breath, surrendering all of the old energy and air, purging. Two, three, four, five, six, as we rest in the void, resting. And now engage the lungs and inhale. Two, three, four, feeling full, feeling relaxed. And then purging and releasing from the mouth. Two, three, four, five, six. And I'm going to ask you now to continue that rhythm on your own. Continue that experience on your own. Continue that rhythm as you reach the top. As you reach the top, you rest in that fullness, and then you release and purge, completely surrendering all of that old energy and breath, letting it all go as you come down to the bottom. And just as important as fullness is the emptiness. Emptiness is a powerful, powerful place of receptivity. Feel that as you engage the breath again and fill with that beautiful life force. And as you continue through this breath cycle, I want you to incorporate a statement into your breathing process. As you're breathing in, I want you to breathe in, my world is good. And just keep repeating it as you're inhaling, as you're exhaling, my world is good. And let that energy penetrate every aspect of you as you breathe it in. And as you're letting go of the air through the release process, anything that's in the way of my world is good starts to move and leave and change and leave your space, because my world is good. My world is good. My world is good. Just be in that space, in that creative space, without any attachment to what it looks like, what it feels like. It's just my world is good. Be in that experience of the goodness. I want you to generate that goodness in your being. And just by saying the statement, when you repeat it, you'll find my world is good. 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 You can't help but feel the juiciness. You can't help but see a smile start to bend, because when you don't have an attachment to it, you know your world is good. And we want to bring that energy forward. So 7.5 billion unique sparks of the divine shine all at the same time. My world is good. And watch the impact it creates. You guys are extraordinary. Take that into the world. My world is good. Carry it with you. Say it as often as possible. Don't change it. Keep it generic. Keep it clean. It has nothing to do with your color, your race, your political affiliation, your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, your ethnicity, your income. It has nothing to do with any of that. This is all about you and the perfection and amazing creation that you already are. My world is good. Be with that as we enter this new cycle. And I'm going to bring Shelley back into the picture here to join us, so we can look more deeply at this process. How was that for you, Miss Shelley? Was that okay?
It was great. My world is good.
My world is good. Exactly. So we left on the other side, kind of teasing into some of this current, you know, where are we now, current influences, and also I think you were talking about focusing into what good came of where we've been for you.
Right. I think something, it's interesting, because when we shifted with the Great Conjunction into a cultural consensus, everybody in the world focus in the mental, I started seeing these techniques everywhere. It was in this retreat I was on, but also seeing people pop up with it, and getting a word, like you have this, my world is good. Mm-hmm. These are words, and they're important because the word is God, right? Says that mm-hmm. in the beginning. So you're declaring. And so having the word to tell you what your gift was, you can also spend some time in a meditative state contemplating what word you'd like to have in 2021.
Mm.
You know, what is the word that would be the bottom line for everything you're hoping for and wish to see and create in the coming year? Mm. And you do interesting practices. You can, one of the practices that I'm engaged in is you can do the pull a card every night for a focus point for each month. So you pull mm-hmm. 12 nights and you journal. And journaling this response or what the card mm-hmm. is helps you again focus into when you're bringing your word with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the year goes on, you know, you can just touch in, because I see 2021 astrologically as the growing pains of this shift.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a big impetus for change and the opposite desire to stop it.
Well, so, and this is where the work begins, truly.
Exactly.
We have not been in the quote unquote necessarily the work phase We've been in the deconstruction phase.
That way. Exactly. I mean, you know, you think about change and you think we want certain changes, but we don't want others. But truthfully, you know, I was thinking about this morning. You know, everybody was all unhappy about Christmas this year because you couldn't have the Christmas that you always had. And, you know, and I was thinking about how the last 200-year cycle was in Earth. And, you know, when it began was around the reign of Victoria. And before Albert brought a Christmas tree into the palace, nobody celebrated Christmas like that. People didn't have gifts. And then Dickens wrote A Christmas Carol. And but that's so that whole idea was only 200 years old.
Interesting.
And that idea came along with a lot of other things that happened. And it wasn't because of the earth element, because we love the earth element. All is good. But the level of consciousness that we had with the earth element, which was acquire and grab and commercialize things. Yep. So in a way, we're going into a different realm with this now. We're leaving that and we're elevating in consciousness. We definitely elevated. I saw it after 2012. It's been tremendous to see the consciousness that's out there. And so we can have this cycle in an elevated way, just like doing things like you just suggested. And when we are riding this roller coaster, we don't have to see the setback periods as, oh no, it's not going to, it's, you know, we can keep, we persevere with, especially my world is good. And we take whatever lesson is there for us.
Yeah.
You know, the peace that's there. And then we can, you know, expand our awareness of something. You know, we're supposed to be giving up dogmas and beliefs that hold us back.
Yes.
And, you know, I've been looking at that even in terms of my profession, astrology, you know, a certain belief about what's a better place for your Mercury to be, or, you know, what's a better, you have the power in every moment, as Eckhart Tolle told us, every moment of now, to make a choice about how you use your energy.
Yes.
So this, I think, is probably to me the beginning of a cycle of conscious awareness, as you said, to be able to be looking at, and you know, we're going to fall into things, but then suddenly become aware of, how do I feel now? I'm having these thoughts. What does it feel like to have that thought? And do I really want that feeling? Yeah. It's just, to me, this is the time where we get to go to graduate school.
Yeah. And this for me is that time. And I love that where you're at in the conversation, because all I'm thinking about is what I say all the time now is we need to learn to feel our way into our experiences and stop forcing our way into experiences.
Yes.
That's part of becoming conscious. That when what, you know, I live in a world where I don't do anything I don't feel into, nothing. I mean, like, because as soon as I decide and intend, it set my energy starts moving toward that thing. And when it starts moving, it has an experience. That experience is a feeling. That feeling is energy is going up or energy is going down. Only
right.
Two choices. There's not some myriad of examples here.
Right.
So when you feel into things and the energy goes up, then jump in, all in, both feet, you know, go for it. Because that means you're moving in the direction in alignment with the energies that you are, with, you know, whether you want to call it God, whether you want to call it higher self, whatever.
Right.
It's all the same thing. When that energy is going down, it's simply indicating that you may not have enough information, you don't know enough, or it's not the time for that thing in this moment. It doesn't mean never. It just means in the moment. So you may not be ready. You may not be completely aligned. You know that period of time where you have an idea, you have a thought, you have a something that sparks you, and you start getting into it and you start wanting to go there. That's that whole thing of feeling into. Mm-hmm. And you got to trust the whole part of the process, because that creative process is unfolding right in front of you because of you. It's not happening. You didn't have a thought, and now it's a thing that belongs to somebody else.
Right.
This is creating in your world. So right. We have an extraordinary opportunity. I apologize, Shel. We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and carry on this lovely conversation. We're going to have a break. When we come back, Shelly's going to chat with you guys for a few about what she's got going on. And then we're going to carry on our conversation on the other side. So bear with us for just a second. I'm going to push some buttons again. We'll be back in a few minutes, and actually about a minute. All right, we are back, and I'm going to turn it over to Shelly to a few minutes with you all. Well, I'll be back in a few.
Well, just a few things to say. You know, we are at the beginning of a new year, and that's a new cycle. It's actually a new solar cycle that started at the winter solstice, and so we're growing in light, and this is a time to be moving forward with everything, making your plans. And that's why I was suggesting that you do something, have some sort of a ritual for yourself where you make that very clear to yourself what you're really feeling and intending for yourself during this coming cycle. We'll get to the summer solstice and then we'll be at fruition point, hopefully. And, you know, this year, as well as last year, was a very important time for you to know how to be in alignment with not just the energy of the outer cycles, which is extremely important because there are better times to move forward just in terms of cycles, as I just mentioned, but also to be in alignment with what's happening in your individual birth chart, because this is a big shift. Planets may have left one house and moved into another. You're going to have a very different experience than the whole group of planets. This time last year, we had almost all the planets in Capricorn. So you may not have had any influence from that. You may have had negative or positive influences. And now we have two planets that moved forward into Aquarius. Jupiter is going to move very quickly through Aquarius, enter Pisces, and then retrograde there and come back to Aquarius and end the year there. So this is a time when you could have certain benefits, and if you know when they are, that's a good thing. So if you can get in touch with me through my website, shellyantine.com, and you will go to the astrology page at the top there, and there's a drop down that says readings, and you can find out all about how I do readings and what they consist of. And the natal chart reading is the reading of your birth chart. And it has, you have the aspects and progressions. This is how your chart moves. So we can look at that and see exactly what 2021 is going to look like for you as an individual. because it's great. You know, come to the Astral Essence Facebook page and get the daily forecast. Sign up for my blog and hear the weekly astrology forecasts and different forecasts for the lunar events. But this specific individual influence is what you're going to be making your choices around. And again, that's how I like to do the readings, is by giving you the opportunity to know the best way to use whatever energy is coming, because, you know, this is something that I've really grown into as an astrologer. Sometimes people make pronouncements on your life and then you believe them. And that's also problematic, because that's not you using your own will. So the way I like to do it is to present you with what the energies are and various ways that they can manifest for you. And then you get to choose. So get in touch with me. We do it either on a teleconference call where you get a recorded MP3 link. And that's my actual email address, that you can just go there if you want more information from me about this. And I also can offer a Zoom as well. So this is how we're doing it now in the adjusted time. So just let me know. I'm there for you whenever you need it.
Fantastic. And I have had a couple of readings from Shelley there. She speaks the truth of what she does. It's not about telling you who you are. It's about sharing the influences that are available to you and for you. And I think that's what a huge gift to give yourself going into the new year, especially with everything that's going on. It isn't that there aren't always astrological aspects, but this has been a banner year of aspecting, a banner year of things in our lifetime, at least in my lifetime, that we've not seen and not been influenced by. So I encourage you to check out Shelley, get that reading, help yourself. It's one more tool, one more amazing tool that can help you become more conscious of what's coming into your life and into your world. So,
right. Thank
you. Love it. So we're carrying on here. So I always like this analogy sort of what's across the threshold. I have this vision in my head, especially with regard to consciousness, that you can never know what's on the other side of a threshold of change that you're standing in front of. That's part of the process of trust and faith. It's part of the process of building confidence in this being that you have generated and are creating, that in the process of consciousness, in the process of anything, you come to the threshold of new understanding. Mm-hmm. And you can't stand on the outside and hope to understand. You have to step through, because in so many cases, that going through the threshold, crossing the threshold, is not only a step into this new paradigm, but it's also paradoxical. Because so many times, the things that you thought you knew on one side of the threshold completely flip on the other side of the threshold. And it's difficult to understand that until you've done it, because it doesn't invalidate anything in the experience. It's actually expanding the experience, but you can't know that until you step across the threshold. It's not a secret society. It's not a joke. It's just the nature of consciousness. You have to. It's always re-upping that alignment, re-upping that alignment, re-upping that alignment. You're saying, I desire something. And that something I desire is something that expands you. Well, in order to inhabit it, you have to cross a threshold of experience so that you are prepared to handle what you are calling forth. So with all of that, the coming influences.
I'm just thinking about how the card I drew for myself for one of the months was exactly what you were saying.
That's like, awesome.
You have to step through here. Don't resist it. Just go in. I'm like, okay, because that is something that we try to do. You know, again, we're human and we like to keep things the same if we can. And then, you know, but that's really great encouragement. Just step through. You'll have the experience when you step through and you'll know what to do then. Definitely. I think one of the most important things that I'm looking at is the fact that we have so many things coming at us all the time. If we're online, I mean, I don't watch a lot of news on, you know, television news, but, you know, I will see things. And I think that one of the things about my world is good and just making your intention and sticking with your intentions is that, you know, we are such easily manipulated minds because your book says fear is a choice, but we haven't learned that yet. And we can learn that if we read your book, we can really learn that.
Right. Right.
But we think we're supposed to be afraid, right? You know, we kind of grew up with, you know, like, be afraid of this, be afraid of that, you know. So we react to these impressions that we're getting, and we're going to be, you know, keep getting them. It's not like it's stopping, like you said earlier. This is going to be a constant as we try to move into something new, you know, and people try to get us afraid of whatever. So, you know, just remember to keep that vision that you hold of the world is good, that you want to see that the world is good. And I mean, I was so glad you were talking about that today, because I've been saying that, and my friends who are listening know I've been saying that, you know, get a positive vision and stick with it no matter what happens on the outer.
Yeah. And neutral is not the right word, but uncharged, in the sense that we think we want to, when we step into these things, that we want to be so specific and so this and the minutia, and that's really completely antithetical to creation, because that is all will driven need to manage and control. And this is, we're not there anymore. We are in a different, we are stepping across that threshold. The influences now require a different approach, require a different attention. And I personally, I love it, because it really gives us all the opportunity to stand clearly in who we are. Mm-hmm. In a way that I don't know that I've ever experienced, because there's always been this sort of safety buffer, the societal safety buffer, you know, that seems to be keeping everybody same, 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 same. And this last year said, yeah, no, there's no same nothing, no same nothing. So rather than floating freely out there, and if it's okay, I want to transition a minute in to talk about this, because I think it's a good timing since you brought it up. So dump the resolutions. Let's align. Let's align consciously. Mm-hmm. 7.5 billion of us on this planet. But I have a unique perspective on that. And I think that there are 7.5 billion of us, but we are 7.5 billion unique worlds living on one planet. And here's why I say that. Nobody can live your life but you. Nobody can change your life but you. Nobody can experience your life but you. And no one has the ability to change your life but you. Whether through permission, commission, omission, it doesn't matter. It's all sourced from you. So in this new transition, this threshold that I'm encouraging us, and Shelley and I are both encouraging us to just step through, is this new space of intentionality and conscious creation. My world is good is this focus energy that I want every 7.5 billion worlds to bring into focus in their world. And what do I mean by that? I mean nothing more than feel it, say it, feel it, say it, feel it. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking you to do anything more. I don't want you to change the statement. Don't make it pretty for you. Don't change the word because you like something else better. My world is good. Think about this. My world is good. 10 people saying it at the same time. Imagine the ripple that'll create. And I know we've all heard this a lot over time in varying forms, but I think that we have a unique opportunity to really bring that forward and feel into, you know, I wanted to say, if nothing else, when you wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning, just 10 times, 15 times, just repeat it in your head. But as soon as you get conscious in your body, my world is good. 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 And suddenly your energy is going like this, mm-hmm. right? think about it now. So now we had 100 people. What if we had 1,000 people? What if we had 100,000 people having that experience? Mm-hmm. We've spent 4 years allowing one human being and a small group of human beings to completely and radically change the thought process of every human being on this planet and in this country. So if that unconscious person can do that, how can you not do that? And that's the challenge I'm putting to everyone who's listening. It's time for us to stand up. And it doesn't mean we have to march in the streets. We have to change the vibration that we live in. And we have to do that within our unique world. And when we do that, that unique world will connect to the other unique worlds. And that's where we come together as one in energetic expression, because that's who we are. So,
you know, it's what you're saying has been proven by science. And it just so happened that this week I saw, I think it was Nova or something, and they were doing the experiments in quantum physics and entanglement and stuff. And that's like way over my head, I thought. But it was very interesting to watch. It wasn't as over my head as I imagined it to be, because it was really proving. They finally proved what you said, that it is true that a butterfly's wings flapping can affect something on the other side of the world.
Yes.
So it's not just, you know, good sounding words here, you know, it's actually proven. And yes, we are, if, you know, we want to see something, we've got to be empowering what we want to see.
Yes.
And that's, as you say, so other people were empowering what they want us to see, and they were getting it, weren't they?
Yes. And that's a good point, Shelley, because the thing that I didn't say that's so powerful is that what I want you all to understand is that just in doing the exercise, the way I just say the words, just say the words, I guarantee you that you will begin to see the goodness in your world in very short order. Could be within 10 minutes, could be within an hour, but it will show up and it will continue to show up every time you focus that intention. And see, the other thing I want to clarify here is you can call it whatever you want. I would encourage you not to diminish the experience of conscious creation. You can say, oh, that sounds like an affirmation. Okay, if you want it to be an affirmation and that makes it feel good to you, then make it an affirmation. But it is a declaration of conscious creation in my life. I use it every day, and I've been practicing with it because I didn't want to bring it to you guys without having worked in it for a minute to feel it, to say, is this really crazy or is this doing something? And so what we're going to do going forward, on Friday, we're going to focus the show on this in particular. But I'm going to start to do these lives to encourage this propagation of this energy, but also to give everyone a chance to talk about what they're experiencing as a result of their world being good. So on the Facebook pages, you'll be able to comment and say, here's what I noticed. Here's what I noticed. And the more we do that, the more it continues to grow and evolve, and that consciousness begins to lift the energy.
And so I just wanted to mention that as you were speaking, and we're talking about the world, you know, this is also a good practice in relationship, you know, because we have had, as we talked about once before, I think it was the last show, that we had an unusual number of eclipses last year, and the fact that four instead of two of them were lunar eclipses, which focuses us on the instinctive feelings and our relationships and changes that we have to experience in relationship. Mm-hmm. And so this morning I was just thinking about when love is sent, you know, when you send love to people, whether they know you're sending it or not, what happens? And, you know, there was this woman, I think they called her Peace Pilgrim. Did you ever hear of her? She was an older woman and she just gave up everything and she started traveling across the country, sort of like Forrest Gump, only she was real and she did it. And they were talking about how she got into a car and she was hitchhiking, an older woman. And it was, she happened to get into the car of a guy who had mal intent. He was not a good guy. And she said to him, you know, I feel so safe and comfortable with you. But this was her being space. This wasn't her baloney space. This was like, you know, I feel the beauty of you. And I am so grateful. I'm just going to go to sleep now and rest here with you. And, you know, this guy became one of her disciples.
Oh, wow.
So the power of accepting other people and loving them is something that we don't always explore. Also, when we talk about the world, you know, how about this world that you engage with on a daily
basis?
And so I think it's good to apply these principles there also.
Agreed. So Shelley, is there anything in particular? I know we've covered a lot of ground and not terribly specific astrologically. I mean, we've talked more about influence, but as we come to the end, I think we have a couple minutes here yet. Where are we at? Yeah, we're still a few minutes. Do you want to talk specifically about some of these influences that we're going to experience in the next 6 months? Is it worthwhile to go there?
Is, because it's this is why I call it a roller coaster, because we have.
And we have Saturn, about 2 minutes.
Saturn went into Aquarius. Saturn will square Uranus in Taurus. And in January, like right around the time of the inauguration, Mars joins Uranus. So this is very volatile. And we're seeing it already. We had the last of the Mars squares to Pluto, and people are over the edge. They can't even see the edge anymore. You know, they're like out there in Wongo land. So this is going to be a wave. We're going to have a waves of, you know, just stuff we're seeing people do that's a completely. So one of the things to do is to keep putting that peace out into the world every day. My world is good. Mm-hmm. And also letting yourself tell yourself, so you're not in fear, I'm always in the right place at the right time. And everything always turns out to be even better than I could have imagined is one of my affirmations. So that you are clearly not aligning with being somewhere where something is going to happen that isn't great. You know what I'm saying? So you get to choose that also. You don't have to see yourself as like, oh, what if I go out there and I'm going to be, you know, this is something that is really in consciousness now. It's in consciousness being acted out on the stage. And just know that this isn't a reality. That's a reality TV show.
Exactly.
We can be in reality and create that for ourselves.
Yes. Thank you for that. That's and that speaks to what I was saying before about 7.5 billion unique worlds inhabiting one planet. We have the responsibility to manage our world, and our world is this, and our world is the perceptions that we have. And the way that we enact those perceptions, that is our life, our life in our world. And until we expand beyond or introduce an energy that helps us to cross that threshold into understanding the evolution of who we are, then we begin to see the unity. Then we begin to see. And it's again, it's that threshold thing. It's being on one side, looking through, trying to understand it when there's no way to comprehend from the current place that you are. It requires a leap of faith. It requires you to step in energetically and to show up in a new way. And that's an incredible opportunity. Mm-hmm. So rather than thinking, so if you're focused completely on the outside world, you're going to be seeing the negative and incorporating the negative into your perception. When you realize that you are your own world and you are creating that world, you no longer rely on that, because it doesn't feed your world. None of that nonsense feeds your world. It's something to be aware of so that you can know where you are in relation to things, but it doesn't feed your world. So stop attending to it. Know that it's there, but your job is to find the influences from within that make that irrelevant.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, and instead of being upset that you can't have a big New Year's Eve party this year, get people together on Zoom and do an intentions party. Teach them the my world is good.
My world is good. Or conversely, learn how to get with yourself. Learn how to be quiet. Learn how to sit for a complete hour in your own space and enjoy it. That's an incredible thing.
Yes.
So
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Exactly. So this has been a wonderful and unique conversation, Shelley. I so love where we go and the things that we get to share together, because it's this wonderful, to me, it's the picture in my mind. I think you posted this picture. Now that I see it, is they're wandering through these beautiful trees and this beautiful nature, just exploring what and who we are, and in another form. And I'm so grateful to you for being here and for being a part of the show. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in 2021 as we go forward. Yeah. To everybody out there, thank you for being here. You can find Shelley at www.shelleyentine.com. Please look her up for your charts, for things that you want to learn more about with those influences. And www.adventuresintruth.com is where I am, and you can find all that good stuff there. Shelley, any last words?
Thank you, Jim. Thank it was been great being with you also.
You too, and a very happy new year. And I want to give a quick shout out to Elena. Thank you for being out there, Elena, and for commenting. Love you and appreciate you very much. Everybody, thank you. Shelley, I'll see you on the other side as we close out the show. And I got to push my buttons again. Happy New Year, guys. I will see you New Year's Day. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.